Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Turning a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Earlier in the show, in the feed, we talked about how Wegmans, and other stores I'm sure as well, are adding to that list of items that you can have purchase limits on. We saw it back in the spring get pretty out of control.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, with the hoarding situation, and it looks like these stores learned their lesson, and they're trying to get ahead of things a little bit. So a bunch of different stuff, including the weirdest one that stood out to me. Wegmans has a limit of you can only get 2 jars of their peanut butter. Who is buying more than 2 jars to begin with?
Peanut butter's nasty.
It's delicious, for the record, but I don't think you need that much. How many children do you have, for God's sake?
Peanut butter is dangerous.
It's not.
Like, you could choke
you
and
can't.
Die.
No. Stop with the false you can choke while eating peanut butter narrative, Breeze. It's just not true. Unless you're allergic and it makes your throat close up. Then yes. Otherwise, no.
It's suffocation by peanut butter.
Google it. Find me one.
Peanut butter deaths per year. Here we go.
No, because it's all going to be allergy. You have to find me a non-allergy based one.
3 million Americans.
Okay, that's not true.
Have died.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From peanut allergies.
From allergies. You cannot tell me that someone was eating so much peanut butter that they got choked up and couldn't breathe.
Can you choke to death on peanut butter?
Okay. All right. We need to get past this. All right. Stop derailing where we are.
Sorry.
Good God. Get it together. Savage or Sensible today. Because of these purchase limits that are continue to add more and more items, going back into the grocery store to get another item that's got a limit on it. So you would go, you do your shopping, you would go to the cash register, you'd pay, you'd put the stuff in your car, and then you'd turn right back around and head back on in for another thing of paper towels or that cleaner that you saw. Savage or Sensible. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800.
Before we get into this.
Yeah.
Corey and I, we do not condone hoarding.
Yeah, definitely not.
Definitely was such an issue back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want things to go back to the way they were. People just being extremely selfish and savage-like.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said...
Remember, nothing before the butt matters.
I think this is a sensible move.
Okay. Tell me why.
Not just with the pandemic, with everything in life.
What do you mean?
I think that you can do this with anything. A texter brought up something super interesting that I want to read. Definitely sensible. Joann Fabrics has a 50% off coupon.
Mm-hmm.
One item only per purchase. And I've gone back 4 times in a row. Buying only one item at a time in order to get the 50% off of everything I needed.
Okay.
If you find a way to work around the rules while still following the rules, it's sensible.
Well, she's not wrong because
in this instance, it says
per order, 1 or 2 per order. So by the letter of the law,
it's legal.
It's not illegal. It's the store rules. But yeah, it's not against
anything
store rules
goes.
To do that. I guess, technically. And I think what's happening is that the stores are just counting on people being too lazy to come back in.
And this is just a prime example of using your resources.
Yeah.
If you're willing to put in the effort and you're willing to put in the work, get your steps in, go that extra step, go that extra trip, you deserve all the Lysol wipes. You deserve
Hang on. Hang on. No. No. Breezy, we literally just said you can't do this over and over and over again.
Not all.
You literally said the words that came out of your mouth were,
you know the phrase.
You deserve all. No, it's a very literal thing.
You deserve it all.
Okay. You deserve
the world for putting in the effort.
Lindsay from Newark checking in saying, sensible as long as you don't go back five times. A second is fine. That's not too far. And that's the question. Where's your line? How many times is too many? At what point does it become savage for anyone saying sensible?
I think that there's a lot of people out there that are lazy. I mean, we're both pretty lazy. I would definitely go back and do this the sake of my own safety.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna put in the extra effort, I think that you deserve all the things that you need. Not all the things in the sense of like you get to clear the shelves.
Uh-huh. But it's the problem, and Breeze, we have this discussion quite often on the show. The difference between a want and a need.
Still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, you're not the only one that struggles with that, by the way. A lot of people seem to struggle with the want and the need. Again, by definition, a need is something you need to survive. We're talking about air, food, water, shelter.
Attention.
Attention is not, no. Attention is not a need. I mean, I guess for you, but.
Definitely a need for me.
Okay. Lily checking in saying, I think it's savage because then you don't have to go back to the car, then go back inside. Okay. I see a lot of sensible folks coming through on this one, and I gotta be honest, I'm on the fence right now about it because I've sort of done this, sort of, I guess.
What do you mean, sort of?
I told the story before about how back in the spring, every single time I went to the grocery store, my wife would put fantastic spray on the list. It's the green bottle, the cleaning spray. Breezy, you probably don't know what it looks like because you can never find it now. And one magical day, I went there and there was three bottles left.
Did Jesus make this spray? Why is it so great?
I don't know. She loves it. I don't know. But she really, 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 really gets happy whenever I find it. All right. So that particular day, there was three bottles. It was amazing, right? So I called her because I was so excited before I even got to the register. And she said, grab another bottle. I'm coming. And I waited in the lobby to hand her the bottle so that she could pay for it herself. And I would pay for the other one. And then we were abiding by the rules. So I guess by that sense, the fact that I had to go to that length makes me
vote.
You're
just chilling in Wegmans?
Makes me vote savage because obviously there was guilt there. And look, you do what you got to do. But if you're feeling a little guilty for doing something, that's usually a sign that it's probably a bit of a savage move.
That's like layaway. That's like holding an item. Because if everyone's going to go by that rule or that, you know, form of practice when it comes to skirting around these little rules and regulations that have been put in place by these stores, I could go to Wegmans, load up six things of toilet paper in my cart, and then call six friends to come meet me.
Okay.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah. Is it though? Because here's what you're avoiding by doing that. And not that it matters to some people. I don't think it's going to matter to Breezy. I mean, you've literally returned things that you bought years before the store. So
don't be drama.
You're not one who gets freaked out by this, but there are people out there, and I would 100% be freaked out by this, of being judged. Of being judged by the person running the cash register. And they're like, oh, wait a second. Did I see you? Or even if, you know, you'd probably be dumb to go back to the same line. But you walk by and they just catch a glimpse of you like, oh, I definitely just sold that person.
But for the example I gave earlier and the example that the texter gave with Joann Fabrics or Michaels or any of those craft stores that have coupons rotating through all the time, you don't really have that much of an option because there really is only one or two cash registers.
Yeah.
Do you think it's savage to call someone out for doing this?
I bet you any cashier listening has thought about it, but probably has not. No. You know the look. Like, you know the look.
I mean, I probably would if I was a cashier.
Of course you would. And that's
why. I'd probably be like, hey, Rebecca, literally just saw you.
That's why you're not a cashier. Because that probably would turn people off from coming to the store. So it's probably a bad business practice. All right. Keep this going. Tons of texts coming through. You can call us as well. 585-222-9800. What do you think? Savage or sensible going back into the store to get another item that's got a limit on it? And everyone appears to be on different levels here with how many times it's acceptable. This texter saying you can do it 2 times after, and then it becomes too much. All right, think about, if you're going to vote sensible on this, think about what your line is before it becomes savage, because it's there somewhere. You got a lot of people chiming in on this one, though. And there's certainly one group of people that are overwhelmingly saying sensible, and we'll get to them in a second. But let's run through some of the savage votes. Again, I'm voting savage because even when I kind of did this, when I found a bottle of cleaner that my wife had been putting on the list for literally 2 months.
Fabuloso or whatever.
It's called Fantastic Spray. Whatever. Fabuloso?
I don't know.
No, that's the Spanish knockoff version.
Okay.
Ah, Fabuloso! No, when I finally found it and there was 3 bottles, I had 2 in my hand and then I called her so excited. And then I saw that, we only have 1. And she said, hold on, I'm coming. And I literally handed it off the other bottle to her at one point. And I felt a little guilty doing that. So that's why I'm going to vote savage. Let's see. Michelle, savage if you're getting it for yourself. Sensible if you know another family member or friend that needs it. Okay. Another caveat.
What?
Another caveat.
Come on, Michelle. Really? You're still taking it from other people.
Breeze,
so it's only savage if you... It's only sensible if you give it away?
Yeah. Kind of. That's what she's saying. Deanna, savage, at least traveled to a different store. Katie, savage, I hope they see the last one taken in front of them. Wow. More savage votes coming through. Definitely savage, like Corey said. There's a bit of guilt. They do say, however, has not stopped me from buying in store, plus ordering from Instacart in the same day. Kind of the same thing, skirting around
rules. Oh, yeah, those are different avenues.
And this final savage vote. I think it's totally savage to go back into the store for an item with a purchase limit unless you actually need that much at the moment. Otherwise, it's totally selfish. Please think about others and save some for other people who actually have more immediate need. And that gets me to a lot of the people that are voting sensible on doing this, and those are the people with large families. And I get that. That makes sense, right? I mean, if you have 10 kids, some of these purchase limits probably aren't going to work for you that well. Do you want to go through some of these, Bree? Some of these, you can start with Joy if you want to.
Joy. Oh, Joy, we love you. Thanks for weighing in. I mean, here's the thing about all this. Joy's saying, sensible, I have a little bit of bigger family, and the amount of something that might work for a family of 4 doesn't work for my family of 6. Also, during quarantine, I was shopping for my parents, who are immunocompromised, and their friend. 1 box of sandwich bags isn't enough for 3 households.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up going to 2 different Wegmans and Target to get everything I needed. Don't hoard, but do what you need to do to survive.
I think that's a big distinction too, right? Because like you do not need 10 giant things of toilet paper, which is what people were doing. You don't need that. Maybe you need 2. Okay. All right. If you have a large family, maybe that. But to like, yeah, I think that's a great point where if you really, really,
it's
really
circumstantial.
Need it, yeah. Well, it depends on your situation. Jennifer, by the way, I'm not dumb. Anyone paying attention knew this was going to happen. I've been keeping a month's worth in my basement since this started. Okay,
oh, thanks, Jen. I know where I'm going. No more coffee filters for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jen's house.
There you go. A little bit to spare.
I mean, you've never really hit rock bottom until you're wiping your actual bottom with coffee filters.
That's pretty low. All right, let's go to the poll. It's been back and forth. Going back into the grocery store to get another item that's got limits on it. 56 say it is sensible.
Just, so if anyone's listening right now, head on out. Go get what you need.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any come next week.
Okay. All right. Let's not put that. We don't know that necessarily. I mean, it's probably true, but we don't know.
Based on the votes, yeah. I think we can make an educated guess.
Okay. Apologies to all of the Wegmans workers today.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage Scale.
More TPXY next on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.